What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of their big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Joining us today, and you know, we booked LA a day early because of the game tomorrow. We didn't know we would have such a great LA topic in umpiring. So LA, it feels, I mean, loss aside for us yesterday, it feels like the perfect Larry Anderson situation for you today on the show.
Yeah, it worked out really good.
Yeah.
give me a chance to blast the umpires for the first time in my life.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, Phil Cuzzi as an umpire in general, is your perception of, I don't want to get you in trouble, so if you want me to stop at some point, tell me to stop and I'll stop you. But Phil Cuzzi as an umpire in general, the performance you saw out of him last night, do you think that was out of the ordinary, or is that something that you've seen before?
I've seen it before.
Yeah,
but it's not out of the ordinary at all. It's pretty much, I would say, more than out of the ordinary. I said it's pretty much standard, and that's why I never thought I would ever say this. But bring back that bring the ABS out, but not just for challenges. Let them call every single pitch and get rid of these thinking umpires.
Really?
You know, wow!
Until they start holding them accountable,
yeah,
nothing changes. Nothing. And I can't. I've said this for 20 years. There's just no accountability, no matter how bad they are, and that there's nobody on this earth that's ever watched baseball can say, oh, the umpires are fine, they do a great job. No, they're not. It's some of them are, some of them just have bad games, but there's some that are just bad too. And I can't help but think, when I was bad, I got released. I got sent down to the minor leagues. I got traded. They didn't want me around. Why is there no accountability for umpires? Nobody can explain that. Major League Baseball can't explain it, or they won't, because they're whatever. I don't get it. I just don't. And it's a shame because they're dictating what happens to teams, where teams end up, what the playoff lineup is, what they're doing all that by their inadequacy. And it's frustrating. It drives you nuts. I felt so bad for Kirkering yesterday. How did he miss three pitches on one
man?
I mean, when the whole ball's in the box, it's not like they were questionable, you know, barely on the line. These are strikes. But yet Harper's up there, and then he calls that crap. It's just ridiculous.
I mean, so it's I think it's an interesting topic because so we've been talking about the idea of robot umps and the ABS system, and Ike and I were sort of on the side with, I like that a human does it, even though the human is imperfect, because that's what we're doing. This is sports. It's a human thing. But you
I agree with that 100%. I did. I would agree with that if there was accountability.
Well, so that's the other angle to this, is that when somebody does a bad job, there should be consequences. I'm not saying they should be fired because they do a bad job one time. Nobody's saying that. But I think what happens sometimes in these situations is that what the umpire union is going to end up doing by protecting bad umpires is they're going to end up making the umpire's job less important. And they're going to end up losing umpire jobs because they're not holding them up to a high enough standard. So I agree with you. Perfect situation is that the umpires are held more accountable and we get better umpiring. And I think them refusing to do that is going to put them in a situation where they're just going to say, okay, well, then we just won't use it all anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what it's looking like to me. I want somebody to be able to explain to me why or how these umpires are kept accountable. Who determines that? Yeah. You know, why is it? Why do players have to be accountable? The umpires are a big part of the game. The players are a big part of the game. The players are the game. The umpires are part of it. Why can't they be held accountable?
How hard is it, thinking back to Kirkring last night, because the pitches that got called balls actually were awesome pitches because they were placed so perfectly.
Great pitches.
What does that do to a pitcher's mentality and headspace when they throw a pitch? It's one thing for one pitch to get blown, but when it's a few of them, how hard does that make it for a pitcher to figure out where they want to throw the ball if they can't figure out what's going to be called a strike?
I wouldn't have blamed Kirkring if he threw his arms up and go, where do I have to throw it? Bill, where do you want me to throw it? Where you can see it, where you can call the right pitch. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously he would have got tossed, but what's it matter if he can't throw a strike?
Yeah.
Not that he can't, that they won't call a strike. Not that he can't throw one. So at that point, it's like, what, why the hell am I out here? And that's what goes through, like, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to just go up there and walk up, 10 feet in front of the plate and toss it underhand, a little soft toss for him. I mean, you might as well do that. And then look what happens. It's just, there's three pitches in one at bat. The two were definitely, I mean, one might have been on the line. Two were definitely not in the middle of the strike zone, but the whole ball's in the box. How can you miss that? I don't know. So you just, and as a pitcher, you throw your hands up and go, what am I supposed to do? It's frustrating. And that doesn't help for the next batter or the next pitch either.
Well, and the tough thing is the question becomes to Kirkring at that point, are you just not giving me that strike, or did you miss that? Like, is that not a strike that you're going to call, or because that can change what he throws for the next one, right? If he blew the one call, then he blows the one call, but then you start questioning what is a strike and what isn't a strike at that particular at bat, which makes it even more difficult for him.
And the biggest thing of all of that is just consistency. Now, you can't tell me he didn't call it another pitch the whole game in that spot for a ball. There were pitches that were thrown in that same area he called strikes, in the same spot he called strikes. But when it's really crucial, now you can't call a strike? What's up with that? I don't know. It's so frustrating. And the one thing it really does help, it helps our offense. Because it takes a lot of the blame off of them.
Yes, which is...
I was wondering where you were going with that one.
Yeah, well, that would have been... I think this story today, if that hadn't happened, would have been A, the offense failing like they did last night, and then B, wasting just another outrageous performance from Chris Sanchez.
Yeah.
We should have an 8-10 game lead.
Yeah.
If we should. I mean, in the last seven games now. We had six games at home, so seven games... 3 for 33. 3 for 33. So that's in seven games.
Is that runners in scoring position?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Runners in scoring position. So if you break that down over seven games, that's less than five runners a game in scoring position. Let alone not hitting, but only five times you had a batsman in scoring position?
Yeah.
It says a lot for the starters who, by the way, must feel like every game they're up against a wall, and that if they're not perfect, they don't have a chance to win. And between Ranger, Sanchez, and Wheeler, they've almost been perfect for the last, 2 months.
Yeah. And what do they got to show for? I mean, you look at the numbers, look at the starters' ERA in the last, say, 15 games. I think where they have 5 wins, 6 wins, and their ERA is like 2, maybe less than that. Harper said it, and I think they all say it. We just have to be better. Well, it's what Charlie Manuel would say: if you're hot, stay hot. If you're cold, get hot. Let's go. And you can't point it at one person. It's collectively as a team. They have just underperformed in a major way. And it's you like to think it evens out. But with this rotation has been good the whole year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And to have the record that we have with the starting pitching we've had, that's just not good. I don't know how you fix it. I don't know.
Well, so we were hoping when Harper returned that it would at least add, it balances the lineup out a little bit. Everything feels like it makes a little more sense, but he has really struggled. Is there anything you've seen from Harper in his at-bats so far? To me, he hasn't looked even competitive in a lot of the at-bats, which has been sort of, surprising. What have you seen from Harper since he's come back?
Frustration.
Yeah.
Struggle. I mean, just his whole body language is not good at all. And I understand it when it's not going well, but that's when you got to, put yourself up by the bootstraps and like, hey, let's go. Come on, let's get back in there. And it's just, instead he just, walking back, head down, like, come on. He's better than that. Mm-hmm. And I know it's frustrating because he expects so much of himself. But there's a lot more to it. Just like, force yourself to do more, to try and do more. Not swinging hard or anything like that, but it's just, it comes down to all the little things you have to do better. You have to be better. Whether it's hitting a ground ball and busting it down the line or hitting a fly ball and busting it. Like, when things aren't going well, I think you have to do those things. And I don't see that. And this is not just on, this is not on Harper, but it's on anybody.
Yep.
I know he's frustrated, but I mean, to go up there, seeing him, he's at a point now where there's been a couple of bats where he's seen last couple games where it's like, he's just going up there and swinging. He's just going to swing no matter what. It's like, that's not a real good approach when you're struggling. It's not giving yourself a chance. That's my perception. Maybe that's not the case at all, but that's what it looks like. That's what I see. Mm-hmm. And I would think other people kind of seeing the same thing. They all have to be better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So speaking of bad body language, we talked to you about this last week, but Jack Fritz tomorrow...
the worst body language.
Yeah, goes up against Joe DeCamera.
Jack Fritz has issues.
He will pitch to DeCamera 10 at bats. If Jack hold, essentially Jack has to hold him to getting on base fewer than three times. Yes. Now it's Joe DeCamera, not a physical specimen. Can't imagine he's much of a hitter, but you know, Jack has crumbled in pressure situations. I guess just any advice, it'll be at noon, Plymouth White Marsh High School. Any, like, your confidence in Fritz tomorrow, any words of trying to pep him up a little bit, you know, we need that. This show needs Fritz to win tomorrow.
I think he needs to go out there and get in his own mind that he can do it, and just go out there and pretend like he's pitching to Walker.
Taiwan Walker or my son?
His son. Walker might destroy him.
Yeah.
Go out there with that attitude of, oh, I'm just facing my son. I can get him out. Although, that's questionable.
Yeah.
He's got small strikes on LA.
Yeah, he's got to throw strikes.
Very. And that's the other thing. He's got to throw strikes.
Yep.
I hate to say this. I wouldn't think you'd have much of a problem with Joe DeCamera.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah.
I was spotting the fastball down and away on Saturday, my warm-up bullpen, just for you, LA, just for you.
That
Jack says he's going to throw in the low 80s. What is your now, you know, he hasn't been a regular pitcher in over a decade.
13 years.
What,
that's over a decade.
Yep. Do you think,
thank you, Ike.
Do you think he's going to hit? He says he might hit 84 on the gun. What are your thoughts there?
There's no way, LA. No way.
He's going to pitch in the 80s like I pitched in the 90s. 91, 92, 93. I pitched in all those years. I do not believe he's going to pitch in the 80s. He can't do that. It's impossible because the 80s are beyond us.
Yep.
And if you're just talking about velocity, that's also an impossibility.
Okay.
Don't let me touch 82. For everyone doubting, don't let me get the old wing back, L.A.
Better get two guns out there, the new gun and the old gun. Combine the two with two pitches and see if you can get 80.
Yeah, and we're actually going to have the umpire on the show at 4 o'clock in a little bit. So we're going to try to figure out, maybe try to, you know, sweet talk him a little bit and try to figure out what kind of a zone he's planning on calling tomorrow.
He better bring a little extra glue for that umpire.
Yeah.
Pay him off a little bit. We need you there heckling the umpire. I mean, get on him.
Yeah, what do you got going on tomorrow around noon?
Well, if I get this garage door opener finished, I got a couple guys on the way over now.
You're not doing it. I thought you meant you were up there doing it.
I was on the ladder when you called, to be honest. And I was basically on the ladder because I was just looking up at the old one and seeing, wonder what they're going to do with that. I didn't climb down off the ladder, but it made me feel like I was doing something, like I had a part in it.
Yeah, I was going to ask for your help because one of my garage door openers is not working, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just call L.A. Maybe he can come fix it, but it seems like you don't do that.
I do. If I'll fix it, it might not work.
Yeah.
If I fix it, it sort of has to work again, right?
Well,
that might be out of my range.
If you get it fixed, we'll send Buzz to come pick you up. And
We'll send a car for you.
Yeah, we get two mound visits. We get two mound visits to Jack. So you going up there rather than one of us might be helpful. Yeah. All right, L.A. We appreciate you as always.
All right, brother.
All right, guys. Enjoy. What time tomorrow?
What's that?
12.
12, noon.
12, and that's at Plymouth White Marsh High School?
Yep.
Right down the road from where I used to live.
Oh, really?
I know where it's at.
All right.
At noon. Oof. Okay.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Well, in case I don't make it, good luck, Jack.
Thanks, pal.
All right. Thanks, L.A.
See you guys.
All right, brother.
I think L.A. kind of wants to show up tomorrow. I mean, that's the same
thing. Seems like a lot of people are curious how this one's going to go.
Yeah. I have utmost confidence in you.
Thank you.
See, I know that sound L.A. just gave us. The old, what time is it tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 12? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and then you never hear from him again.
Yeah. It sounds like a good idea. Like, he probably wants to come, but he's like...
He has to actually do it.
Just so you have to actually go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at least he's over here already, right? He doesn't live in Jersey.
I don't know. Yeah, I assume he's...
Yeah, I think he's over on this side, so... Yeah, come on, L.A. What are you doing during the day?
Yeah.
The team is on the road.
Yeah, come on. Send a nice nice car for you.
Put a couple of... Send Buzz to get
you. Yeah, send Buzz. That is tomorrow, Plymouth White Marsh High School. Once again, asking...
It'll be exciting.
If you're coming out, no booze.
Yes.
Behave yourself. Remember, this is at a high school.
Yes.
Be an adult.
And we'll be around high school kids because the defense is the baseball team.
Is the Plymouth White Marsh High School baseball team.
Yes.
Yeah. So grow up a little bit. Somebody who's going to help Jack grow up right now is Rios in North Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Rios here on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, 58? You know what I mean?
Wait, what? We don't know what that means.
58.
Oh.
Yeah.
58.
I did hear Ocho. I did hear the 8 in there somewhere, but I didn't know where you were.
I did like that. I got it.
Yes.
Or if you want to, you know what I mean, just do it like Ocho Cinco.
I was going to say he butchered Ocho, it. Yeah.
But properly it's 58, you know what I mean?
Got you.
So, but anyway, speaking of that, man, let me just say something to you, Ike.
Yes.
See, you may not really understand, and me being from the heart of Philadelphia, the inner city, mm-hmm. North Philadelphia, some highlights, you know what I mean? I sent a shout-out to you. I seen the John on Instagram and Twitter, and those highlights of you, I guess being from somewhere else and then being an Eagle, whatever, you may not really feel or understand, but a real Eagles fan. Real Eagles fans growing up, like myself or whatever, seeing that bite with you, seeing that ready to punch somebody in the mouth and hypeness, we really know you. That's like you're solidified because of stuff like that. I definitely wouldn't be like all hype and shaking your hand or nothing like that if you was Bryce Huff. You know what I'm saying? Acting like him. So, you know what I mean? Just like. So you could understand and know, like, it's a real big deal. Glad you came in and was the way you were because you set your mark or whatever it is. So Yeah, you know I mean, those was hype. Those brought back memories.
Reels, believe me, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you. I don't take that for granted. And as guys like yourself and those that have been supporting me for almost 30 years now, 25 plus years now, that always makes me feel lucky that I'm in the spot that I'm in. I'm not in this spot without people like yourself. So thank you. I appreciate it. And shout out to all about the birds, because they keep my old career alive by pumping out highlights several several times a year for me. So I appreciate right. that. Yeah, I still remain cool to my kids. My kids, they see me pop up on Instagram. They're like, man, look at I. I mean, look at Dad. They know you out there, Dad. Yeah.
And believe it, they like to their friends, like, yeah, my dad was a dog. You know what I mean? Compared to what they were doing in front of you, like, yeah, my dad would knock your dad out. Type
yeah.
stuff, you know
I do
saying?
Get asked about that neck roll a lot, though, but yeah. You don't see those
my neck roll.
Yeah, you don't see those much anymore.
You and Richie with the giant shoulder pads and the neck rolls. Yep.
I don't even know if it really helped you. It just looked cool as hell. So you know what I mean.
Yep.
So, but
all right, get Jack ready to go tomorrow. Yeah,
let's do this.
Get him ready to go.
No, I'm getting ready to go. You know what I mean, you know, I'll get a little something. But let me. What I really wanted to talk about, y'all know, I really wanted to talk about the Phillies.
So, yeah. You love talking about the Phillies. You're overwhelmed.
Yeah, big Phillies guy.
Trey Turner just gave him, a shout out. Now, what's supposed to have been more proper was Trey Turner do it in person and be in touchy Philly with Jack, just like it happened in person with them.
It was a perfectly normal interaction. Perfectly normal interaction.
Yeah, it was very perfectly normal touchy in Philly. But look, on the point of that, though, this to show that you are pretty much the face in the show of the Phillies. So when they're acting up, when they're playing like crap or doing good, it's on you. So, you know what I mean? Start wearing Jesus sandals and lace your Timberlands up. But anyway.
Oh, but when Richie wears them.
And just to get with Spike on the thing, I'd rather have human refs because of the whole thing that you said, because I want the natural portion of integrity. And I want it to be forced. The integrity be forced as well as accountability. And at the end of the day, it's a job. Somebody messes up, hey, well, we take your pay, we fire you, or whatever it is. Because even if it goes to AI computers, believe me, it's going to be found ways to cheat for betting if that's what certain people do as of the rest, whatever. Something's going to be found out knowing how you could just hack computers and do all things. And then you ain't going to know who did it. So nobody ain't going to be accountable. So, you know what I mean, let's keep it like that. But anyway, Jack, let me just tell you this, man. I'm listening on the air, driving this morning. This guy, he's not taking nothing seriously. I'm going to tell you how he's taking it. And I don't know why nobody hasn't called him out on it. He's saying things as if all he got to do is show up. Like, even if he lose, everybody's going to pat him on the back and be like, it's okay. You was playing, you was playing the young guy. You was playing Jack. You know, it's taking, like, trying to take the pressure off himself. Sound like some, little get himself out of the way not to feel embarrassed, whatever. Let me tell you something. You took the challenge. He took the challenge. So it don't matter how old he is, how young you are. The thing that you got to do on me being loyal to this station, to this show at the afternoon, the Freak Bull show, you got to really dominate and embarrass him. There's no way, bro. You can't even, I don't even know if you, do you really consider this a competition? Like, let's
well, he
real.
Didn't.
Come
on, 2 weeks
like,
ago, he didn't. He does now.
Yeah, he knows it is one now.
I can't, bro. I can't see it because of the situation of who we got on this show. So, Jack, the domination, there's no other choice. I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but you the Phillies guy. You just had Trey Turner say something for you. So, of course, it's going to be known to be a watch, man. You cannot lose what you got there and leave them on somewhere on the road. You got to make sure you zipper them jaws up and have them with you tomorrow.
That hammer is real, for real.
And it don't even matter. Yo, if it was a kid, if it was a five-year-old, you're going to dominate, no matter if they cry or nothing. You got to embarrass them so bad because, like I said, if you listen to the morning show, It's just like he's just saying, like, he's just showing up expected for you to win. So he's talking in ways where it's like, yo, he's doing that damn Jedi mind tricks to really get in your head or to have people to be like, oh, you know how, like, we'd be like, oh, bless his heart type of stuff. Like, oh, it's okay. No, hell no. You took the competition, so you know what? You get your ass bust, you get your ass bust. So, Jack, you don't really need people there for you. Yeah, come on. What you just said, this your sport, baseball. So what are we really talking about? In and out. It should be a bye week. Tomorrow's a bye week. That's it. I don't even need to see nothing. I don't really even need to hear the show tomorrow because I already know you won. And stop saying freaking if, man. Do you understand? You got to be calculated on watching what the hell you say. You can't be saying if, you know what I mean? And then you got to get calculated with that because when you talk to your kids too, if, ain't no damn if. You're going to win, bro. Manifest that because you know who you are. But are we really, like, trying to talk this dude up as he's a competitor as you are? Are we? Do you feel that way?
No, not even close.
Okay, man. So what are we talking about, man? It's a bye week. We don't even need to talk about this no more. You just go there, make it happen, get all these competitions out the side, boom, then you're done. Huh? Now. You know what I mean? You got everybody seen, and at least do something so these Phillies can see, so you can talk your ish when they acting up or messing up, where you be like, yo, I showed up, y'all need to show up. And you better not be throwing no pitchers in those damn sandals either, bro. Don't do that, man. You know what I mean? I know you the type who maybe go to the bar in some damn sandals. Yo, don't, no. Don't do that, man. Not the Jesus one, at least, man.
Birkenstocks are hawking the streets.
No, you're wearing sneakers. Will you tell, relax,
I'm
Rio?
I'm going to wear the sneakers and then cleats on the mouth.
All right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Look, you got this. Let's stop. I don't know why it's almost sound like the Undertaker music coming on that there's a chance that it's going to be over tomorrow and that you're going to quit or whatever. What are we really talking about, man? I don't even need to do too much of a hype thing for you because it's like.
Don't need it.
I feel embarrassed myself to even do that. Yeah, you know what I mean,
I embarrass the show. I embarrass the listener of the show.
Yeah. Oh, he's ready to go. He's ready to go.
All right,
but he's ready.
We're not a show of suckers.
Honestly, you have to. You can't just win. And I'm gonna put that for you. I'm gonna give you that challenge. You just can't win. It's you playing yourself to see how high of a score you can get, no matter whatever it is that you're doing. You can't just win. You gotta embarrass him. Because to him, it's almost like, huh, I just saw, oh, yeah, Jack went, oh, pat me on my back, oh, get back to the show. Buddy, you're going to, damn, that ass whipping is going to be talked about just like I keep talking about this Eagles Super Bowl to all these suckers.
It's what you needed, Rios. Man, we needed you the day before the game, man.
Yes, sir.
Love it, brother. Love it.
Well, look, man, love y'all. Jack, look, even if I was to show up, I thought about it, but do I really need to show up? No, man. Make it happen, bro.
Make it happen.
All right, Rios. Love you, brother.
Love y'all.
Peace. All right. There he is, Rios. Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. We'll see how locked in Jack is today.
Did that pump you up?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Speaking of getting pumped up.
Yeah, let's bring it back up.
Yeah, Blue Chew, baby. Look, this is...
Guys like to be stroked.
Yeah, this is just us. This is a private conversation with me, Ike, Jack. You never thought you'd have this conversation with us.
About the private.
Mm-hmm. Yes, about your private. It's like you have heard us mention Blue Chew, and I know in the back of your mind, you're thinking, wonder if that could help me. Answer's yes.
Yep, it can.
Answer's yes. And the good news is you can just go to the website. There is no doctor's visit. There is no pharmacy trip. There is no doctor's call. None of that.
Yep.
And there's no money in the first month. What? First month free?
Man.
Blue Chew? Come on.
That.
I don't think you can. You go to bluechew.com, use code 94. All you're going to do is pay for the shipping. What you're going to get in the mail when you receive your discreet and...
hard
package is a chewable that has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. But as Ike said there, or as I said, it's a chewable. And as I promised you, no doctor's appointment. No. You just do it at bluechew.com. Well, you don't do it. You do it in your bedroom. But yes. When you go to bluechew.com, that's when they figure out what the right mix is for you. Mm-hmm. They send it to you. And because it's made and shipped here in the USA, it's cheaper once you decide to keep on after this first month.
Yep, no tariffs.
No tariffs. Nope. Again, go to bluechew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. See, Fritz met Cameron, left Pearl Jam. Is that a big? Is that big news to you? The drummer of Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay. I strictly only know Eddie Vedder.
Only and that one song.
No, a few songs. Yeah. I went through like a 1 week Pearl Jam phase.
The Twitter question is
1 week.
1 week.
Of like being a Pearl Jam guy.
Yeah, I'm not a Pearl Jam guy.
I know you're not.
Yeah, and now I'm not anti like I used to be, but I'm not like you know.
As you've gotten older, you start reminiscing on good times.
Well, you're like, they've hung around a pretty long time, and if you look in this area, the most popular leg tattoo is either the Fighting Irish guy. Or the Pearl Jam stick guy.
Not ahead of Flyers.
Oh, ahead of Flyers logo as well. Flyers logo still as well. Number one. Yep. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Are you now pro or anti-robot umps in baseball? 73.6% say pro. Speaking of baseball, we are going to take care of that right here for you.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So I actually want to go to Ike to start off the Jackie Baseball Report.
Interesting.
Put on the old, locker room guy.
Okay.
How would this play in the locker room?
All right.
So you guys talked about Sanchez, right? And he talked about the mentality of the starting rotation now with, maybe feeling extra pressure or whatever because of the lineup struggles. So last night, Sanchez said after the game, I don't know what the start of the thing, but he said, of course, that motivates me a lot, Sanchez said through a team interpreter. One of the things is we might not be going through our best hitting stretch right now. So that motivates me a lot, too, to have my team's back. Just hold on, throw as many scoreless innings as I can.
Yeah.
So if you're if you're like on the offense and on the offensive side of this, do you get offended by that? Or do you understand that you're going through struggles offensively? And even though you talked about it out loud, that's not going to cause a riff in the locker room.
I don't think so. It didn't come off offensive to me. And if I'm a teammate of his, an everyday player, he let us down softly, quite frankly.
Right. He could have made it sound worse.
Yeah, exactly. He could have really just threw fuel on this. No, if anything, I'm motivated by it. I almost feel like I'm letting him down. These guys are going out there pitching their butts off, and we need to do more to make their lives a little easier. And so I would imagine, now obviously I'm going by the way I would take it. I would use it as motivation.
It's also through an interpreter, which is who knows how he, but even the interpreter version sounds pretty light to me.
So this is kind of equivalent to the offense not scoring points, and you as a defense, you're doing your job holding the team down or what have you.
Right.
Right? You may give a side eye every once in a while, but you're usually going to be encouraging. And I know with the guys that I was fortunate enough to play with, their mentality was, well, we need to score on defense.
Right, find a way.
Yes, we need to find a way to put points on the board on defense to help our offense out. So long story short, I don't think the everyday players get offended by that. He's been pitching way too good for them to take offense to anything he says.
I don't know that I've ever seen a stretch like Ranger, Chris Sanchez, and Zach Wheeler going through right now.
So speaking of that, okay. since June 1st, Wheeler 0.68, Ranger 1.35, Sanchez 1.69. the record during that time is 17-15.
We should.
Man, that is. Like Larry said, we should be 8 games. What do you say? Eight more wins, 10 more wins?
Yeah. You said, I'm sorry, 7. We should be 25-7.
Yeah.
In that. You know what I mean? Like that is. And it's not like they're pitching 5 innings every time. These guys are going 6, 7, 8 innings every time that they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're giving. Yeah. It's a lot like the 11 team.
And not to cut you off again, but.
No, you're good.
This baffles me with Dave Dombrowski. I hope he's playing possum. This idea that they shouldn't do something offensively.
Well, he doesn't see any holes in the lineup.
Man, you got to be kidding me, bro. Like, it has to be painful to him that he has a starting rotation this good and he can't get them runs.
Yeah.
But this offensive lineup can't get them runs.
Yeah, and I know we talk about Dombrowski, and I agree that Dombrowski. Middleton also has to give him the okay, too. Because
I agree.
Like
I agree.
This might need to be a Middleton. Like
he might need to urge him to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Go get somebody.
Yes.
Go get someone.
Don't waste this starting rotation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because they wasted it in 11.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
They wasted it in 11. Now they went out and got Pence that year. So, you know,
that's right, they did.
That was a huge move too.
Yeah, well, that was a big move.
And you know, we know GMs don't always tell the truth. I mean, Rube during that time was like, we're not making a big splash. I mean, we're not going to go around the margins, but we're not going to push our chips in again.
Hey, Dombrowski. Rube wasn't afraid to make big splashes.
Not at all.
Never. He was never afraid to
our
make
Our guy
them.
Rube, WIP's Rube, not afraid. Go get somebody.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. So I actually, because I'm sure Middleton, I'm sure he is worried about going through a 2012 to 2018 again when no one was in the ballpark.
Sure.
And I understand that. But this is like a plea of you're going to be okay. Like you're there. No one at the end of the year is going to look back if you do push your chips in and get mad at the team. Like, of course, you'll be disappointed if they lose. But if they half it again, then there's going to be even more fire. At least give this team a shot.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm even saying this, but I think I am open for the right piece in return
for anybody.
Anybody's
Anybody.
Anybody's on the table.
Now, there could be some big names that are moved to this deadline. Like, there's not always a big move at the deadline.
I see that name out there.
There's a lot of names currently out there. Yeah. So, Jeff Passan wrote an article today, like three blockbusters that probably won't happen, but hey, why not?
Yeah.
So, he labeled Paul Skeens, Ronald Acuna Jr.
Oh, Pittsburgh would be crazy.
They would be crazy, but they're Pittsburgh and whatever. And Byron Buxton, who is not on the level of those two from a magnitude standpoint, but still, he put Painter and Crawford as the headliners for a possible Buxton deal.
Yeah.
All right. I am not a prospect hugger. I want them to go do it.
Of course.
Can't do it for Buxton.
No.
Jack has been talking about the fact that Buxton is hurt occasionally or whatever. Buxton's hit 20 home runs this year. He's doing great. Mm-hmm. But I went and I'm like, well, let's see. When Passan wrote this article this morning, I'm like, let's see what they mean by injury prone. He has played 100 games, I think, once in 10 years. You look at his game log, I don't have it in front of me, but it's like 54, 82, 76. There's 140 gamer in there.
Sure.
And he's already played 90 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's 31 years old. He has a 10-year record of not being able to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything. It's a sprained foot. It's a groin. It's a hamstring. I know Byron Buxton is having a great year.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can go out for a guy who at 31 has never been healthy for an entire season in his entire career.
Yeah.
His whole career.
But when he's on the field, he's pretty dang good.
Get me whatever the Acuna package is.
Yeah.
Go get me Acuna.
If he's really available. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, Atlanta. What I would say about this with Jeff Passan, he is not your normal sort of, let me write an article to get a bunch of clicks on it.
Sure.
If he's writing an article about these three guys, it is because it is within the realm of possibility that if you touch what could command one of these guys, you could get one of them.
Yeah, and there could be industry buzz. I mean, there's been a lot of industry buzz about a Skeens trade.
Yeah. Dude, go get me Acuna.
I'd take Acuna.
So and I know he's had injury issues too, and he's had knee stuff.
He's fine.
It's not like Buxton.
No. He's fine.
Yeah. He's fine. It's an ACL, two ACLs. Who cares? Yeah. Who cares? That's not like little hamstring things that can take you off for a while. Those are real injuries.
Yeah.
Well, but they happen every time. Like, it's every year with Buxton.
So I think there's three names. I think there's three difference-making names that you would Painter maybe on the table for one of these guys, and then it's probably at least starting with Aiden. So I think the three names are Buxton, one. I think he would cost Aiden, would be the starting. I don't think it would cost Painter.
Okay.
Jaron Duran of the Red Sox, I think it would start with Aiden. I think it would be Tait. I think it would, they probably don't need Crawford because they're trading an outfielder. Abel, and I think that would be the starting package for Duran.
So real quick, Duran is playing left field. Can he play center field as well?
Yeah, so he's only not playing left field because they have a gold glove in center field.
Okay. He is playing left field because they have a gold glove in center field.
Then the guy's great.
So he's hitting 270 with 12 home runs this year or something like that?
260. Okay. He's had a down year off of last year, but he's under control until 2029.
28?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he's a Dombrowski guy. Like, okay. Dombrowski was up there. It was part of the team that drafted Duran.
Okay.
And I think that he is someone that's very, very interested. Plus Chapman. I know you didn't know you're anti-Chapman, but there's someone that they could get a bullpen piece in the deal. And final thing is that Rob Refsnyder is this outfielder, right hand guy that has a 942 OPS against lefties. So you could get
never
all three.
Heard of him.
No, I know. No one has. But you can get all three in one fell swoop and give up the King's ransom, I think.
Right.
And then the other name and the dream, I think, is Stephen Kwan.
Oh.
The Guardians are falling out of it. They're Stephen probably not going to want to pay him.
Do you think that's realistic, Stephen Kwan?
I think there's a chance.
Oh, Jack knows Stephen Kwan is my favorite player in all of baseball that isn't on the Phillies.
That's the one that starts with Painter for me.
They're not giving up Painter.
Probably not. But it's going to cost a lot. Stephen Kwan's, hitting 297, an unbelievable defensive left fielder.
I mean, he's two gold gloves, never strikes out 30 times a year, hits 290, 300, mm-hmm. and you just watch this guy and you're like, that is a ball player. Like, that guy. Stephen Kwan could be their center fielder for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing left field for them now, so
he can play.
He can probably
field.
Play center field, or he can put Marsh out there. But if you can start a game with Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber,
Give me Kwan.
Or Turner Kwan.
Are you getting my Kwan hopes up just because you knew I'd be excited, or do you think it's possible?
Well, he's 2 years away from being paid. I don't think they want to pay him. They're 40 and 48. They probably want to maximize the value on him. They've done these kind of moves in the past. I'm just saying, like, for a pie in the sky, like, you're all in move, I think those are the three that really jump out.
You know what Kwan is at the plate? Is who we hoped Stott would be at the plate. Like, when I think of Stott at the plate, like, oh, he's always going to get on base, going to work counts, blah, 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 blah. Kwan is the real deal. Real deal.
He is the real deal.
Real deal.
Rich homie Kwan?
Yes, rich homie Kwan. Like that would be the name. That would be
hit the Kwan.
Hit the Kwan would be good. All right. 215.
I could hit the Kwan for y'all, but
man.
We know what you're dealing with.
It's for the YouTube. It's for the YouTube, folks.
My knee is bad, too.
Yep. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck! What's up, brother?
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, listen, I had to come back for an encore. It was so good, I had to do it twice. You hear me?
There you go.
But listen. Hey, listen.
Yes.
Jack. First of all, before I get to Jack, right, let me say that, hey, Jack, repeat those numbers for me again. Those ERA numbers from the
starting rotation.
So, since June 1st, 0.68 for Wheeler, 1.35 for Ranger, 1.69 for Chris Sanchez.
That's ridiculous. And you telling me this guy shouldn't go out of the deadline and try to, you know, bolster the team up, you know what I mean, to go for it all? Come on, man. We're pitching like that?
You have to.
He has to.
You have to.
Now, he'd be doing the team with disjustice, man. I mean, disservice. I'm sorry. He'd be doing the team with disservice, man. Come on, man. You got to push the envelope right here, Dave. If you're listening, Dave, please, you know, go out there and get a great hitter, man, to bolster this lineup. And then you don't know what it'll do to this team, the morale. Now, listen, I was thinking, right, tomorrow, you're in my neck of the woods. So I was thinking, right, while I'm working, I might slide through there because I want to witness greatness.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to witness greatness. I like to see greatness in person. So, you know, I want to witness greatness. I want to see, you know, I want to make an appearance, and I want to sit there and I want to watch my guy pitch tomorrow, you know, because, you know, I want to see some seams, some fastballs, some cutters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, you know what? Honestly, Jack, I heard Rio's call earlier. You might need to put the Lord Sanders on tomorrow. You know what I mean? You need all the help you can get. You put the Lord Sanders on tomorrow, you might be throwing 99.
Oh, 99.
Yeah.
Some heat. Like Billy Faulkner. You know what I mean? You know, and
that's, yeah, who can forget? Known flamethrower, Billy Faulkner.
Hey, listen, Billy Faulkner throw that heat. That's why he's still living the team. But listen, tomorrow, Jack, I heard you say something earlier. You said that the pressure's on Joe. No, that's the wrong mentality, man. You ain't supposed to be thinking about that. The pressure is still on you. I mean, you are the person that is the former athlete. You're the younger person. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And, you know, you're physically more gifted than this guy. You know?
Many
I'm
say
not
that.
And that means something all the time. You know, but I'm just saying, you know, the pressure is not on him. You know what I mean? Don't think that. That's the moment. The pressure is still on you. I know you're trying to alleviate that because you don't work well under pressure. But tomorrow, listen, you're either going to be a diamond or you're going to get busted. You hear me? And I told you, there's no in-betweens here. You know what I mean? If you go out there tomorrow, you lay an egg, Jack, you're on your own, man. I'm telling you that right now. Especially if I come out there and support you in that hot-ass sun tomorrow. You know what I mean? And I can't bring no liquor. You know what I mean? You're on your own.
Yeah, no, none of that. Yeah, none of that. No.
Yeah, I know. I heard y'all earlier. Don't get scared.
I trust you.
We're just making sure.
I trust you. You're part of the team. You're part of the team. I trust you. You're my teammate.
Some ice water or some Gatorade, man. That might be something inside the Gatorade. No, I'm going to get
them. Chuck, can I just tell you something, Chuck, because we've had a good couple of days. I love and appreciate you. You're a great caller. Even though we battle, you have Jack's back. I know you do. I know you have the show's back, even though you want to murder me sometimes. You're a good man.
Hey, well, you know what? I appreciate that, Spike, because here's the thing, right? Since we're doing, you know, the lovey-doveys right now, let me say this, right? Spike, when you first came here, I was in jail. I was in WIP prison, right?
Because you know, not real jail,
yes.
And Jack, yeah, not real prison. But Jack, Ike and Jack, you know, they barred me from the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You came on, and I got new life, and I was able to get back on the show somehow, some way. See, I was like, you know, Spike got that pull. And then, you know, I was happy you was there. And, you know, all of a sudden, things went haywire.
Yep.
And, you know, now let's let bygones be bygones. I'm always going to be a part of the show, Spike. And you're the host of the show. You just moved down South Jersey. You ain't going nowhere. So, you know, you might as well, you know, make some room for me and I make some room for you. And we all just get along. That's it. You know what I mean? And make this thing work. But I tell you, right, I've always had respect for you, Spike, because one thing for sure, right, it ain't about hosting. When you can build a juggernaut, you know, you built this thing. Rod Lakin, Rod Lakin is like Phil Jackson. You understand what I'm saying? He coming in and he's just, you know, to a built ready program already. Built this thing from the ground up.
Jalen Lake and SummerSign.
You know what I mean? You like Doug Collins, and then he gets the credit for, you know, for winning the championship. So you built this thing. I have respect for you for that. When you built this thing.
No, he's Jerry Krause.
The way it is. That is what it is.
He's Jerry Krause, man. Yeah. He's Jerry Krause.
Exactly. Yeah. Red Auerbach, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, with the cigar, but look, minus the cigar, you know what I mean? You know, he's just like that. He built this thing. You know, he put y'all together, the afternoon show with Johnny Mark. That was the best show in the nation. Still is the best show. And then, you know, he put the morning team together in the afternoon. You know, it's just Spike did that.
Yeah.
So, you know, Spike, listen, when my back is against the wall, I got to come out punching. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes you push my back against the wall and I got to come out punching. But listen, I ain't got nothing but love for you. That's
all right.
It.
There we go.
All right, Chuck.
Show, brother.
I love
there
it, brother.
There we go.
Right? Hope to see you tomorrow.
I'll be there tomorrow, though. Jack, listen, tomorrow you better be throwing that heat like Bailey Falto. I'm telling you, man, you're on your own if you lose tomorrow, man. I can't take no more L's, man. Not by you, Jack.
I know. I know.
Come on, man.
Then I got to turn my back on you, like in Goodfellas, right? Like Paulie said.
Yeah, like Paulie said.
Yeah.
All right. Wear the Lord's sandals tomorrow. Really.
No one needs that.
We'll see you tomorrow.
No one needs the curved toes showing their way out.
All right.
The curved toes.
So coming up next, we will talk to the home plate umpire tomorrow, Pat McGrane, who I feel like we can get some information out of this. Like, what is strike zones like? I want to know what a strike zone's like. So this is a big job. Umpiring tomorrow is a big job because, you know, the camera's going to be whiny little baby.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely.
Whiny little baby. Don't be afraid to throw him out. If he gets thrown out, then Jack wins.
That's right.
No, you can't argue balls and strikes. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event, 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, so coming up next, as I said, the ump for tomorrow's festivities. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.